From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Today, a special edition of BBC Caribbean Report. We look at the region's political and economic highs and lows for the year. I'm Yvette Rowe, welcoming you to From Our Own Caribbean Correspondent. We open today's programme with Haiti, the Caribbean country which probably drew the most international attention this year. While peace negotiations stalled and stalled again, the only thing left to do in Haiti was cry, as Michael Norton explains.
The political year in Haiti ended in mid-December with the tearful official announcement of Prime Minister Robert Malval's resignation. But no, the year did not end with a bang. The Prime Minister had announced his resignation in August when he accepted his nomination. The year ended with the Prime Minister's tears, his sob at the airport after 2 weeks of consultations abroad. It ended with a whimper. Mr. Malval had failed. He had not welcomed President Jean-Bertrand Aristide home from exile. He had not calmed high passion down and stopped the bloodshed. He had not been able to lay the foundations of economic recovery. He had reason enough to weep for himself and for his country. In mid-October, he had lost a friend, Justice Minister Guy Mallory, to assassin's bullets. The message, written in blood, no government under the influence of President Aristide would go anywhere but a graveyard.